The beginning of this recording has a section of tape in which we were observing a bicycle race through Switzerland with Albert Hoffman, and the remaining part is an interview and discussion between Dr. Nina Randall, Alex Randall, and Pam Wesson, and Albert Hoffman in his home in Switzerland.
Nicht zu lernen, ein Preis ausgesetzt.
Am Stich.
Gegen Marietta. Ja. 100 Franken.
Ja. Are the muscles something?
So. Seht ihr? Oh,
boy, look at that. Almost like
they're really working, though.
Like a Michelangelo.
But the ones in the front were really good.
These are each timed, aren't they?
Cool. These must be awfully slippery roads.
Put it on record. He wants to know why Timothy went to Afghanistan. Why did Timothy Leary go to Afghanistan? And I don't know, and he doesn't know.
I asked many people
what he was going to do there.
I don't know really. Nobody knew.
That's very interesting. He just left.
He had to leave Switzerland.
Yes,
wasn't allowed to stay longer.
His visa ran out after.
Yes, and he had asked for permission to live here, but finally was not allowed. He was here about 1.5 years.
Really?
How long? 1.5 years.
He lived around.
And then why he went to Afghanistan? Nobody knows.
That's very interesting. It's puzzling because it would seem that he went to Afghanistan perhaps for a place to live, but that's not clear either. It didn't make any sense to us.
I think
he's in prison.
He left his first wife and he got acquainted with another woman here.
Yes.
Yes. And then he with his.
Yes. You know about his book? Do you know about his book?
Humphrey wrote me that he had written a new book.
Yes,
he thinks it is the best.
I just happened to have purchased one, which I brought to give to you.
You have?
I believe it is Prison Notes, isn't it? Is that the name of it?
Yes.
I have one, only I have it in English.
When he was here, I spoke with Leary, at least this one. Yeah. And he said he was writing a book on the philosophy of pleasure. The philosophy of pleasure.
Philosophy of pleasure.
Yes.
Pleasure, yes, he was in his
art. I don't know if he had written this book, he was working on this book.
I don't know whether it's the one I have or not. It's in the car, we'll get it in a moment. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's the one he's just published or not. But he wrote a newspaper, a magazine article that I saw about 6 months ago, which I sent to Dr. Osmond, about the philosophy of pleasure, that one should, and it was written from Switzerland, that one should live for the pleasures of the body. Mm-hmm. Among these would be the experience, the religious experience of LSD. Mm-hmm. I suppose he was just writing about having met his new wife, his new girlfriend. He was not living with his wife, according to the article. He was traveling. She was in France, and
when I met Leary in Lausanne more than a year ago, it was in summer last year.
That was not the first you encountered him, was it?
And then yes, it was the first encounter.
Really?
And then he was with Rosemary, with his first or second, I don't know.
Yes, yes.
But then he left. I heard about that he left his wife and he got acquainted with another woman and married another woman.
Sorry, strange.
A very rich.
I would imagine that Timothy would be in need of a great deal of money.
He married a very rich woman.
Given his current status in the world, I'm afraid he would need a great deal.
I have some article on this whole story. I can't see it and I can't give you the name of the new...
Yes. I imagine, though, that he is now in prison, is he not?
He's in prison, yes. He was captured then in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan? Oh, he was captured in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, yes.
Oh!
In Afghanistan.
I thought
he was captured, no.
Who captured him?
The United States Police.
Federal Marshals.
Secret Service.
I don't know if you know or not. He escaped from the California jail in which he had been imprisoned. He was in prison for 20 years on a charge of possession of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very largely a political.
I mean, this is 20 years back.
This is 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes.
This is obviously a political maneuver because of his activities with LSD. And obviously, no one gets a 20-year sentence for possession of marijuana.
No. And that was the reason why it was not expedited. No,
expedite. Oh.
To United
States. Why the Swiss government would not.
Swiss government was asked to send Leary back.
Yeah.
And Swiss government said no, because these punishment was much too hard
for the crime.
Here he would have paid 300 francs for
And here also
20 years of jail, and there was something political, and therefore he was not
sent back. It is also true, though, that Sandoz is still making LSD 25, are they not?
Yes, of course.
They continue, so that even his activities with LSD would then be considered part of research or part of they would not officially frown on his I don't know what your feelings are about his promotion of LSD 25.
His promotion of LSD, psilocybin, and also the hashish.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have nothing to say against him. Mm-hmm. If he would not have promoted just in very young people.
Yes.
And that is wrong.
Yes,
I think
yes.
People should grow up and then they can expand more.
Oh, yes. That makes a lot of sense.
As long as they expand by nature, naturally.
Yes, to the natural.
Growing. And
yes.
Then finally, and you can go...
When they achieve their natural growth, then they can...
Then, yes.
Yes, that makes a great deal of sense.
You know, that's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that.
This is where Dr. Osmond...
I said to the ear, yes.
Yes.
That is what I... Forbidden, what do you mean that?
I tell you it's not wrong.
That you gave it to very young people. That
yes.
To give it to
adults.
To adults, yes.
To full-grown
adults,
people,
yes.
Yes. Yes.
But not to young people who have their problem and they are still not...
So.
Have not not found their inner center, they are not stable,
yes.
And they must before become acquainted with a normal,
with
a
the
normal
real
consciousness, and then you can expand. But as long as you are growing, it is not. I think it's not. I don't.
Do you know, Dr. Hoffman? That gives me a very excellent point for my patients.
As a physician.
As a physician.
Yes.
Because I deal very often with young people, ages college age, say 17 to 21, who are experimenting with marijuana, with LSD, with many things, and usually all I can say is that this may be harmful to you, that you're not settled yet. But I have not seen it, as you're relating, that they should really learn about themselves in a normal fashion. They want to learn about themselves quickly.
And they suppose that...
And they get this idea that if you are carried away in this fashion, that you can find yourself faster. I don't
know.
No. LSD does not permit you to find your true self any faster than...
It's a new and extra experience, yes. Additional experience.
Yes, yes.
But before you travel in a foreign country, you must learn to know your own country, your,
yes.
your own body, your own
body,
thought,
and then you
yourself.
Go farther and farther. But as soon as you are not really at home in your own body, not yet at home. You cannot make.
Yes.
Well, this
yes.
is very. I think this is a good point to make.
It is. I have seen adults. I've never seen that they had any damage from LSD. But
yes.
young people.
Yes.
They came out. They are disorganized. Disoriented. But they are already. Young people have so much to learn about life. They have much to work on all this. The world comes in, and they
input.
Have to work with. Yes, they have an enormous input.
Yes,
they have
yes.
to work with, and then to give an additional input and a very such a strong input as LSD is, they cannot stand it. They cannot,
handle it.
In general, they cannot handle it.
That's right.
It's too much.
Right.
It's too
but
much.
Then the question that the young person is going to ask me, if I say this, is going to say, when does one feel that they have organized themselves sufficiently? Who's going to decide that?
When one feels that one knows uh-huh. oneself.
Yeah, but
everybody knows that it is impossible. Everybody is not an adult before at least 20 years. I think 2 days, it needs to be even 30 years.
That's
the as they have said of Hamlet, that one cannot understand Hamlet till one has achieved the years of Hamlet.
And when I said this to Leary, he said, yes, I agree with you, but you know, in the United States, children of 15, 60 years are already adults. They have so much experience. I said,
this is bothersome.
I don't agree. Don't believe it.
Mm. Well, you know, I do pediatrics and then mostly adolescent medicine, college medicine now. That even children in the sixth grade, that means 10 years old, are being propositioned by youngsters in the seventh and eighth grade with marijuana.
Oh, the spread of drugs, it was very disturbing within the past 10 years to watch older students in college approaching their younger brothers and sisters with drugs as strong as heroin. And no concern for
heroin is a real crime to get heroin.
But to pass it on and have little children in grade school dealing with not just these the psychedelic and the mild mind expanding drugs, but also these very, very dangerous drugs.
Well, they have a center in New York run by a woman psychiatrist where 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds are well addicted, whose whole life then revolves around. And this is under 16 years of age. And they die from overdoses.
And from hepatitis.
And from hepatitis.
I do, though, on the other hand, having just achieved the age of 21, can look back to my younger experiences of 3 years ago with LSD and say that they were very valuable. I in retrospect I would say I was probably too young to fully appreciate them, but in approaching a study of as I have with Dr. Osmond of schizophrenia, I found it very valuable in understanding how the experience must feel to the individual.
Yes.
And to this end I can see that Dr. Osmond's point is a very valid one, that the this drug experience gives us a very, very good tool for understanding
the
experience.
But you have to be very well organized to handle.
But you have to be capable of handling the experience.
Yes, and not everybody has the same character, not the same, ability
yes.
to handle it.
How do you speculate that the well, I suppose, I imagine everyone who talks to you asks you the same question about how you stumbled upon it. But had you at any other time, had you realized when you were working with lysergic acid that this would be a possible outcome?
When I synthesized LSD, you mean?
Yes.
Lysergic acid is not inactive.
Yes.
I always...
lysergic acid is inactive?
Inactive, absolutely.
Yes, it's just the diethylamide then.
Yes, which is active. I have prepared many other derivatives, all ergotherapy all the alkaloids which are used in medicine are derivatives of lysergic acid, but are quite different from LSD.
Yes.
But diethylamine has this special activity. But I realized that it's very, very, very important, and I realized that it was a very important discovery immediately. But I did not realize that it would go into the lay.
Into the popular media. Yes.
How did it get out to the public?
Only 15 years later, between 15 years, we could birth without any difficulties. It was about more than 1,000 scientific papers were published, and the doctors could have LSD. Mm-hmm. We had warnings, mm-hmm. where all this was described, the dangers, and doctors had to bear the responsibility to mm-hmm. if they gave it. Mm-hmm. But every doctor could have it.
Yes.
Every doctor.
It was available
as a research tool.
Yes,
exactly. Research tool. It was not.
Not as a drug.
Not sold. It was.
It was only for research.
It was distributed for scientific purposes, but everybody could have it. And then it came from the United States. It had one of the first publications which. Brought LSD on a special way. It was a publication of Gary Grant. He had a treatment in a hospital in California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the movie star.
Yes, movie star Gary Grant, and he published in Life magazine his experience. He had a beautiful experience.
That.
A beautiful experience, and that he had found now his inner core, and he was now able to make happy a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
After 5 wives.
And then, yes.
That's right.
And then it came in the
yes, then it achieved its popularity.
Yes, it achieved.
But then this was for a man who had analysis for 5-6 years, maybe
yes.
10.
Yeah.
The his background of mental problems is well
yes.
known. And had had a lot of psychiatric care.
Yes, of course.
And very difficult life.
Yes.
Never feeling ever fulfilled, even as a movie star. So that this then is the kickoff of the success of the drug of the LSD.
Yeah, he must have seen it as a panacea for his own problem.
Right. Yes, yes.
And suggested then that psychiatrists should use it in treatment.
But
yes,
I'm
yes.
That on such
and to that extent that Dr. Osmond and others thought that it should be used in the treatment of schizophrenics and alcoholics.
Yes, and I would also agree that some people, right, but all people who have. Who try to have some look at other realities than the normal reality to...
This is Lily.
That should have the possibility to use it.
Yes, as Mother just said with John Lilly, who did the mm-hmm. research with the dolphins,
mm-hmm.
he is constantly exploring a new kind of reality.
Yeah.
What is this experience that
Dr. Hoffman, a classmate of mine from medical school, who feels very strongly that there is language in other than human intelligence.
In other than human species.
Right, and other species.
Mm-hmm.
And he has dedicated his life to understanding himself first for maybe 5 or 6
mm-hmm.
years or more in isolation, with medication, starvation states,
mm-hmm.
Sensory deprivation.
Sensory
as well.
Deprivation,
yes, yes.
And so forth. And LSD was one of his means of understanding himself also.
Mm-hmm.
But he does this in order to understand interspecies communication.
Yes, yes, yes.
That this could be
mm-hmm.
very vital.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. I think between you and I, and dealing now with so many young people my own age
yes.
who are involved in drug experience,
mm-hmm.
it would seem that were you as an individual to publicly state this belief of yours that it should be for people who have achieved a knowledge of themselves, that such a pronouncement or a statement would be very significant.
I don't know if you have published that. 2 weeks ago, I was interviewed in the Swiss television.
Yes.
For 50 minutes, yes.
Yes.
By a psychiatrist and by a writer.
Yes.
And
you were
interviewed. It was live. And they asked me all these questions, and I told them, Swiss television.
Uh-huh.
That I would not have any opposition to that adult people would try LSD under
a proper medical supervision
and that he was really prepared what could happen and so on. But I was given the strongest warnings that young people should use it. Strongest warning that not adult people should not use it.
Because, well, you're speaking then of using it the way the psychiatrist uses sodium amytal in the past.
As a psychiatrist once used sodium amytal, it should also be used, LSD could be used then.
Sodium amytal was given in order to completely relax the body, put them in a very deep sleep, and encourage the person then to speak.
Yes.
And in this state, much of the conscious level was removed.
Yes.
So that this just happened. So that the subconscious, the deep thinking, the basic things could come to light. A person could feel free to say
yes,
this.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is not the same sort of thing. No. Because with LSD, you have an experience of visions and...
Yes, well, you realize that there are other aspects of reality than the normal reality. It's a new and additional experience, which can be very, very useful, of course. But you must be prepared and you must use it carefully. I also mentioned in this television interview, I gave the example of these Indians of Mexico.
With the peyote?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With the peyote and with the mushrooms, this is the Tiananacatl, the sacred mushroom, and with Ololuqui. It is a priest doctor who is legitimated to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses it only after he is prepared for this session.
Yes.
He does not drink, he lives abstinent, and he is praying, fasting.
It is a very religious experience.
Yes, and he is preparing for them. And then the mushroom brings him to God.
Yes.
And the belief is, by these Indians, that if somebody who is not ceremonially clean, who is not prepared for it, he kills this person, how he makes him insane.
Oh.
And that these drugs really are sacred drugs.
Yes. Then.
And that is the right approach.
It is not taken then lightly.
Not that for just for pleasure. So.
Yes, one doesn't. One doesn't take it as one does
in
a glass
in
of
a
wine.
Bar, and then just takes LSD and. Sin, it can kill or it can
make
him insane.
It can kill or make him insane.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And they are very wise. He used these drugs for thousands of years and they know how to use them.
Yes.
And we should learn something from these primitive people, as we say.
Yes.
Not so primitive.
Yeah, so
have you seen the books of Carlos Castaneda?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the same thing, that one must prepare his whole life to experience this, to have this awareness of reality.
Yes, and
it's a very religious experience then.
Yeah,
this is quite the way when in my encounter that I approached it, that the whole week prior to the experience was dedicated, in addition to my studies and things, that the week was preparing yourself in your mind to make sure that you would be ready for it, and when the day was right, you had prepared yourself so that you knew that you were going to have an exceptional experience.
Because in these Indians, these are sacred drugs. And LSD is concerning its activity, its kind of activity. And also this chemical structure is absolutely to be related to these sacred drugs.
Right.
Ololuqui, in these seeds, you find the hydroxyethylamide of lysergic acid.
Yes, yes.
And the ethylamide and the amide of lysergic acid, you find it as active principles in Ololuqui.
Yes, yes.
And it is nearly the same as LSD.
It is also the
active principles of the mushrooms, psilocybin, is also structurally related to
LSD. Yes.
And therefore it belongs to this group of sacred drugs.
This,
and it's not to be used all just on in a bar just for pleasure.
For fun around.
It is a special experience. You must be prepared for. You must be have a stable personality.
You need a set of rituals then that go
and
with
and then you can profit more. And otherwise it can bring it out it of your balance, of your psychic balance.
As much as our 2,000-year-old religion has special ceremonies and rituals for the taking of wine and bread
and the communion, the cleanse yourself.
Yes, and I've forgotten the name of the special sacrament of transfiguration, where the wine and the bread actually become the body and blood of Christ.
Really
this is a ritual we take. We take a whole day is devoted to that ritual. And the ritual prepares the whole physiology of your body for that activity. And yet in this case we have, in addition to the preparation and the ritual, an actual experience which follows from
Dr. Hoffman, the things the students and my patients tell me about the LSD, because I question them very carefully, they tell me that when they take LSD, they are in the company of someone who can help them with their experience, who knows how to lead them through their experience, who does guides them. Now, I could not believe that some other young person, say 2021, could have so much knowledge to direct a younger person of 17.
It's the matter of the stability. I think you're correct there.
Yes.
That if the individual is stable and he's with a stable person,
Robin Foley.
You must be stable to stand this, to handle this experience. You must be have already found your inner.
The key to this, as with the schizophrenic patients, you have to be able to tell yourself, this is not reality as I know it. And it is the reality that I have because of this drug.
An additional aspect of life.
You have to be able to come back and say, I will return to a reality that I know well, that I have experienced, I will have no trouble with. As with the schizophrenic who cannot say to himself, this is because there's nothing to go back to.
Well, this is where the doctor helps them.
It is the matter of having that origin. It is the matter of having a cause.
Yes.
We live in a society where we need a causality, a factor that tells us this is where it came from. That with the schizophrenic, the doctor can say, you are having this experience because of this disease, and because your body is producing an ethylamide.
Dr. Hoffman, I have seen unusual hallucinations, visual and oral, from young teenage girls who have anorexia nervosa, where they starve themselves so much, 30, 40 pound weight loss, and they begin to really be somebody else. And I've had unusual experience with these young girls, in mostly on a verbal basis, plus fixing their blood chemistry, in repeatedly emphasizing to them what is real about their world and what is not real. That the voice is not my voice is. And repeatedly saying this, say over a period of a week, while they're in the hospital. And as their nutrition improves, their chemistry improves in their body, they start to eat, start to believe in what I'm saying. You just see these young Baileys just come right through. And I really, many times, have analyzed what it is that I have done to help these. I now have about 10 or 12. What it is, it has been the stability of my return day by day and helping them to seek, to evaluate what they are hearing and what they are not hearing. It really surprises me, but as you speak now, I can see the importance and makes real of the care.
Yes, I think so. I think it's very, very, very important that who uses it, and I mean who.
Who's
not a person who is still growing, who is still looking looking for.
I think
it's
true.
The experience is to be had by one who is stable, as Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, and the rest say, who knows himself.
Yes.
Who then can explore.
Then explore and go on.
Yes. As many have said, education should be for those who are.
That's right.
It would be the same if a person who is growing, and he takes a hormone for growing. Why do you need a growing hormone if it's still growing?
Yes.
You have stopped to grow. You can't take something which brings you higher. But as long as you by nature are still growing, and that's young people grow by cyclically, Every day they are having new experiences and new problems.
It's not only just their epiphany.
Yes,
right.
All of them,
the myelination is going on the whole time.
Right. Yes.
There is a point, however, with no matter how much hormone you give, once the epiphyses are closed, they're not going to grow anymore physically.
We don't know, though, that that is true of the brain.
Oh, yes, we know.
The brain may continue to grow for... And it may be necessary. This is why, as Dr. Hoffman says, at some point when it has achieved its natural limit of growth, that then
you
can,
new doors you can open.
But I would,
new doors.
Dr. Hoffman, maybe one of the things you might do in your future years is to help us define when the growth is complete.
It would be.
How can
everybody?
We do that?
Everybody stand know should should know if he has. A circulatory stimulant.
Yes.
And it proved to be a psychic stimulant, not a circulatory stimulant.
It's very interesting.
That was the surprise.
But they should be so close. Well, of course, you increase the circulation to the brain, you get much improved function and so forth. Maybe that's why it was like that.
Yes, maybe.
We don't use chloramine anymore.
Chloramine is used. Yes.
We, in the United States, never.
Hmm?
Never use it. We used to when I was a student, as a resident, this is back in 42, I graduated from medical school in 42, 43, we used to use it in the newborn baby who was having trouble breathing and whose circulation was poor, you know, the limp, discolored baby. And we used chloramine then, and that's the only time. And these are very delicious and not salty.
Thanks.
No,
you
don't like nuts or cheese.
No, I like nuts, I just don't feel like it.
What kind of
syrup?
Some of juice?
Orange
juice?
I'm very happy.
Juice or some sweet? I have some.
Come on. Just being here is fine. That's right.
This is my collection when we have lots of vegetables.
These are our...
From Teotihuacan, you know, very, very old town. I had a Mexican friend, and he brought me to a black diver, digger.
Yes.
And then he had a lot of things, and I collected them, all these heads.
Yes, yes, these are our old
Teotihuacan, very old Toltec. This town was destroyed already thousands of years before Cortes came to Mexico. It's very, very old, and it's beautiful, beautiful things. Very beautiful. And you can all kind of people. Some thing look like Asiatic, and some Egyptian, some Negroid types.
Yes.
Quite different races.
Very interesting that they should all be seen in the same part of the world. Yeah. That the Mexicans should see an African face
and
one is puzzled as to why the African face would be common in Egypt.
He has like Egyptian. And here the quite the Asiatic, which is
And
here's the really beautiful the Indian faces.
It has recently been suggested that perhaps visitors from space carried people from one culture to another.
Yes, here you have a spaceman. Here this is
yes. Yes.
Where? Which? Oh, right.
This one, this is.
Clearly has a helmet of some kind.
Helmet.
Yes.
All kind of books on
how the Review of Progress. Isn't this a marvelous book? I've always been amazed by it that for no more than $5 you can, for 20 francs, say, you can obtain that.
All kind of wonderful.
And these are your publications?
They're my publications, yes.
Yes.
From Product Like a Center of Wolfia, and this Magic Drugs, and here...
Psychotomimetica. I think you spent most of your publishing in... You spent most of your time in studying the ergot derivatives.
Yeah, all kind of medicinal plants, especially ergot, especially ergot. Especially ergot. It has very, very, you know this book of Levin, of course.
No.
That is one of the standard books, the Bible of it. Okay. It's been translated now in English.
No, I have not seen it. Oh, I prefer. Oh well, I will obtain it.
It's
the
very,
statement.
Very important thing.
Do you have the
mescaline in the book? And here is a. That's a very old. That almost the best. Nobody knows it is. From von Bibra, German investigator, from 1855. Mm. Very important already on coca, on these mushrooms, and.
Do you have the hallucinogens, Osmond and Hoffer's book?
Oh yes, of course.
Oh yes, of course. Yes. On the end here.
Same thing here.
Yes. 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 Is this Solomon? No, it's not Snyder. Solomon Snyder is.
That person. Ah, this one. Solomon.
Yes, that's not the Solomon. I'm thinking of his other name. Snyder is his. Yeah, that's a remarkably good collection.
Here's a book on the reading in pharmacology, on the important discoveries in medicine and pharmacology, and here is a photocopies of my laboratory notes on discovery of Christine. It's my.
Oh, is this yours?
Yes, you see this.
You see it in the light.
This is on the
1943.
April of 1943, when when I prepared, I made these experiments, isolated the diethylamide of lysergic acid, and then I prepared a self-experiment.
Oh, you prepared it as a self-experiment?
Yes.
Oh, the going rumor is that you just ingested it by in error.
Yeah, that was just the first observation. I did not. I had some special feeling when I worked with this compound, and I had the impression that it could have been from this. I tried also other compounds. And then I made the self-experiment, this first self-experiment, with 250 micrograms. I started with 250
micrograms. That's a very large dose now.
Yes, but I took 5 milligrams.
Oof.
And I was preparing the solution, and then I took some only an equal part corresponding to 250, and I had the intention to go higher, because nobody had... It was impossible that the compound could have any effect with only 250 micrograms.
Yes, yes.
It was only to start with.
Yes.
And then it was already...
You had the effect immediately.
Yes, yes.
Clearly your... the fame of LSD lies in the small dosage required for...
The new book that I wrote came out...
Oh, Masters in Houston. Oh, this is one that we've read. Yes.
I think it also... That one know this.
I don't know.
And that came out with Professor Schultes from Harvard, with the botany chemistry of hallucinogens, which now is came out 2 months ago.
Oh, this is very recent.
Yeah.
Who is the publisher?
Charles
Thomas. I shall obtain it immediately.
Thomas.
With Kluver too. Oh, forward
with Kluver. Yes.
Yes. I will get a copy immediately.
What does HC stand for at the end of your initials?
Pardon?
What does that HC stand for?
Honoris causa. What is honoris causa? Doctor by...
Honorary?
Honorary degree. Mm. Honorary degree on...
Doctor of Natural Sciences.
Science and Pharmacy Science. Right. And by PhD from Zurich.
Yes.
And it's from pharmacy doctor from Stockholm, mm-hmm. and that is from the high school at Zurich of Polytechnicum.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm. we should arrange to have Princeton award him an honorary degree.
Yeah.
It should be no problem. Would you travel to the States to receive an honorary degree?
Pardon?
Would you travel to the States to receive an honorary degree?
Maybe.
Oh, this is the publication from McNeil. Is it not?
Yes. From...
Yes.
From eight. It's coming back. That was a congress in Baltimore. In Baltimore.
Yes.
Baltimore. And I gave it also on...
Is it in here?
It is here, yes.
The
discovery of LSD and the subsequent investigations.
Yes.
And I got, what did I get, some thing which I put here on the chair.
For traveling?
Yeah, no, what is that? Something.
Tellerman?
I got the award for...
Biological psychiatrist. This is interesting that a year ago I saw an announcement that they wanted students to write papers for Taylor Manor Hospital, and I was prepared to write and present mine. My research has been in the individual's experience with schizophrenia, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I was prepared to write mine and send it in to them, but never actually got started in the writing. I was held up by other activities.
All kind of books on drugs.
Yeah.
And that is this beautiful book I published, also contributing on the mushrooms.
Yes.
Of Mexico, the champignon hallucinogène de Mexique. That's Gordon Wilson, who made the etymological studies on the mushrooms, and mm-hmm. this is mm-hmm. the botanists, and we both contributed then chemistry, mm-hmm, pharmacology. Mm-hmm.
This then is the sacred mushroom, this one.
Yeah. That is. Yeah. And that is ergot. Ergot. Yes. It's a fungus that grows on rye.
Mm-hmm. And it had been your guess then that this would not be possible to grow that in sufficient quantity to produce LSD.
No, it would be very difficult. Oh, you need them very much for MLSD because
yes.
it's so.
Well, what has happened then? Am I to understand that the growth of the ergot is much easier now, or
no?
Have they bypassed it?
You can now. It is possible, and we use this thing. It is possible to produce ergot alkaloids in mm-hmm. tank like penicillin. You can, certain strain of ergot, you mm-hmm. can't produce in submerged culture in tanks.
Yes.
And so we can produce now tons of LSD.
They derive from the ergot the lysergic acid.
Not from here. You take the mushroom is growing here in the mm-hmm. in the ears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you can cultivate it instead of the ears. You can mm-hmm. In an artificial culture.
Yes.
In the artificial culture, you can prepare tons and tons.
Yes. From the ergot, one derives the lysergic acid.
Yeah.
I see. Yes.
And from lysergic acid, you can.
Is it possible to synthesize lysergic
yes,
acid?
Yes, it's also possible, but it's very, very, very.
Very complicated.
Very complicated.
I see.
But if you have lysergic acid, it is not very complicated to prepare LSD.
Yes.
But lysergic acid is now submitted to the same regulations as LSD.
Yeah.
It's not alone.
Yes, Kodak. It was possible no more than 5 years ago to obtain from Kodak a quantity of lysergic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Kodak Laboratories would put it out for you, merely for the request.
Mm.
And they closed up that supply.
That's also a beautiful book from Mr. Wasson, who published his...
This is more of the mushroom. Mushrooms Russian history. Yes.
Where he describes the discovery of this mushroom cult,
mm-hmm.
was not known that it was exist.
This is a Russian
many thousands of years.
A Russian mushroom cult?
No. His wife was he writes about mushrooms everywhere in the world. What mm-hmm. does mushroom? What is the meaning of mushrooms in into various cultures, in Europe, in Asia, in the United States, in Mexico, and so on. He studied what does mean, what this happens with mushrooms, and what is the meaning in the in folklore, and in medicine, and in history, and in art, and so on.
Yes.
But what did he study?
Mushrooms for murderers, of course.
Yes, for mushrooms. Beautiful things.
This book isn't available now, is it?
No, it is sold out. It was a very limited thing, and it, of course, it was offered for $200, and now it is more than $1,000 for the last exemplars were sold for more than $1,000.
Ah, beyond my purchasing power. How did you first get interested in mushrooms? And in Ergot? To be
I started in Ergot, was already in study when I came to Sandoz. They had isolated wall. Ergot, I mean, had been isolated.
Uh-huh.
And then I continued this research and made the structure of ergotamine.
Yes.
And made all the derivatives.
Excuse, I have a moth. Do you remember? To the door?
Oh.